Good morning. Yes, it's Cut to the Chase at 8. With Queen MC, that's me, Madison Chase. We are in this place, and let's digitally, virtually talk face to face. Because it's Madison Chase, and I'm going to get all up in your face. So, it is Wednesday, it's hump day, and Monday through Thursday, we talk health because it truly is your wealth. And not just the health of your body, but the health of your mind and the health of your spirit. So, this week I've been talking about balance. And I wanted to talk about how do you really balance finding real authentic friendship in a digital age, whether it's Facebook, whether it's dating online. How do you really know if your friends are really your friends? And what does that look like? So I found a really interesting article with 5 tips to suggest how you can uncover people who are really your friends. And I'm super excited because on Friday, I saw a screening for a film that kind of puts like fitness and mind, spirit, body, wellness all into one called Brittany Runs a Marathon. And it was such an incredible movie. And it stars Little Rel. So I went to a screening with Little Rel and I asked him a question. So we'll talk about that on Friday. But stay tuned. We'll hear a word from our sponsor and then we'll jump right into this episode. Okay, now that we heard a word from our sponsor, let's jump right into this article, which I think is so on point with a lot of things. So here is this article. It is from Inc.com, and the title of the article is called 5 Simple Ways to Discover Who Your Real Friends Are, in parentheses, and Who's Just Pretending. Thank you, Matthew Jones, for writing this article. He is on Twitter at @M_TTHEW Jones. So, here's the interesting thing. So, I went to a screening for Brittany Runs a Marathon. I'm going to talk about that on Friday for my favorite brand Fridays. And Little Rel, who actually stars in the movie, did a great job, and the movie is so on point. It made me kind of like realize a couple of different things, and so I'll share that review on Friday. So let's get back to this article, because she really in the film kind of discovered who her friends were. Okay, so the article starts by saying capitalism turns people into commodities. People in all of their complexities get reduced to titles, net worth, and are only viewed as means to an end for the pervasive and productive economic machine. In LA, Los Angeles, that has a whole other meaning with entertainment and people wanting to be successful, i.e. on a television show, i.e. in a movie, i.e. The next whoever, fill in the blank, Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, whoever it is you want to be or you aspire to be like. So LA has its own set of rules in terms of really uncovering who your friends are. In this mechanical life, it's difficult to know who your true friends are and who's just pretending. Many people are trained to put on a pleasant face, say the right things, and then leave you as soon as the going gets tough. More often than not, if you're a successful person, others want to connect to you for selfish reasons. They want to be in your company to feel more accomplished themselves. They want to network with your colleagues. Essentially, they want to use you. As a coach working with executives, I've heard many horror stories. I've learned about how difficult it can be to make true friends, soulmates, when money and power are intimately involved. And the truth is that you can't always predict who will extend a hand when you fall or who will try to leap over you. Man, that is so true. So in terms of, you know, one of the things that this brings up for me in terms of, you know, dating and being single in a city where a lot of my friends are people that I'm associates with or not necessarily friends with, that we know each other or we're friendly. There's a difference between being friendly and being friends. I realized being the single person with friends that have kids that I became, you know, really essentially, not necessarily their friend, but something that they, something or someone that they could use. Okay, so let me keep reading because then I'll start talking about when Brittany runs a marathon. So we're not talking about that today. That's what makes things so difficult. Human connection is a fundamental need. It's part of what makes life worth living and what makes your success fulfilling, being able to share it with others. Therefore, it's important to discover who you can trust, whose opinions you should value. Ooh, that's so on point. And which individuals are only relating to you for their own advancement. Read the list below to discover 5 simple and unexpected ways to tell who your true friends are so that you can maximize your investment in those relationships and let the others go. Interesting. Number 1, they help you celebrate your accomplishments. When you're surrounded by toxic people, they become jealous and insecure when you're doing well. They can't find room in their hearts to allow you to be happy and to celebrate with you because your success reinforces their sense of failure. Surround yourself with people that lift you up. Real friends want you to shine. Number 2, they listen and support you when you feel pain and hardship. Good friends don't leave you when the going gets tough. We all have ups and downs. If you're going through a difficult time, unemployment, divorce, a family death, etc., that's when your real friends check in with you and how you're doing and try to help you work through it so you don't have to suffer alone. Number 3, they ask you meaningful, thought-provoking questions that most people don't. This one is important. You can have many wonderful and supportive people in your life, but if they don't ask you meaningful questions, it's difficult to sustain and grow in that relationship. Best friends, shout out to my best friend, Chanel, help you make meaningful and they help you make meaning and contemplate your heartfelt values rather than simply talking about superficial things that don't really matter. And also, I think best friends actually don't throw your quote-unquote temporary lack of success in your face. They don't do that. And they also don't make you the victim or the blame of something. And they also expect the best for you too. And so I'm speaking in terms of like relationships when I've heard people say, well, Madison, you should do this. And it is like the bottom of the barrel. You should do this. Like you should, I'm just like, wow, really? That's what you think about me? Cool. Thank you for showing me. Number 4, they listen deeply rather than waiting to talk about themselves. When people constantly turn the focus back to themselves, it doesn't make for a good conversation. It's a subtle way of telling you that your experience isn't as important as theirs. True friends listen deeply and engage you in conversation. They give you the space that you need to feel heard and understood. I might have to reread this article for when Brittany runs a marathon because it's a great article. Number 5, they challenge you to grow and they grow with you. That's in parentheses. The best friends you could have are the ones that motivate and inspire you to continue growing as a person and professional in this world. They call you out. They point out when you're not living up to your values and they expect the same level of love and respect for you. That type of reciprocity is what allows both of you to grow together, no matter what other factors impact your friendship. Surround yourself with people that fan your flame. I love it. It's a Rumi quote. And practice what they preach. Each item described above is an important component of a mature, secure relationship. If you read this list and someone came to mind, then you need to prioritize that relationship. It's worth maintaining at all costs. Stop being treated like a commodity. And I also say, this is me putting in my 2 cents. Go where you're celebrated and not tolerated. And I think also too, I'm going to add a number 6, like listen to what your friends say about other people. Because if your friends are gossiping or sharing other people's business or talking about other people in a not so positive light, guess what they're doing about you too? And when you're not in your presence, in their presence, they're doing the same thing about you too. So be careful of even people that you call your friends, because sometimes you have to listen and you also have to watch too. You have to watch how they respond to you in terms of you sharing great news and you sharing bad news, not so great news. How do they respond to you? Do they disengage or are they still engaged? Because they still ultimately, number one, respect you, and number two, they want the best for you, and number three, like I had a friend who basically, that's, she's no longer a friend, but she was basically trying to introduce me to a guy who had a lot of money, but he also supposedly was abusive in his relationships. Like, so you, but then that is kind of her life. So I think those are my two things that I would add to that in terms of being a single woman. So don't allow, back to the article, don't allow the demands of your work to remove you from your values and the people that make your life meaningful. Fight to maintain the friendships that enrich your life and enliven your soul. So very good article. I love it. So thank you, Matthew Jones. This is a really good article. And yeah, Matthew Jones on Inc.com. So thank you again for listening, and we will chat tomorrow.